told in the Bible that if we're in Christ, we will suffer persecution. And many of you know that for 5 years I was under a court case with the state of Missouri for refusing to license homosexual foster parents and place children with homosexual foster parents. I was terminated from my position as a social worker for doing so. And it was a 5-year battle, and I must say that it was not a easy time in our lives. And I was sharing with Rosette yesterday, you know, when we were going through all that, we were pretty much alone. We didn't have a lot of support from people. They didn't want to get involved in it. Well, now we're seeing a different kind of persecution. Those people who push back against all of these attacks by our government, by the who are influenced by these globalists. The World Health Organization, Center for Disease Control, Bill Gates, all these billion-dollar foundations, and we're told we can't worship, we can't sing, we can't congregate, we can't freely speak our minds. That's called persecution, folks. Last night I got a notice from YouTube. They'd taken down one of my videos. For me freely and openly expressing my concerns over issues. And if they want to take my account down, let them take it down. I'll find another way to broadcast. If Facebook wants to take me down, let them take me down. There are other forums that I can go to broadcast. And I'm looking for a live stream format right now that I can replace YouTube and Facebook with, even if I have to pay for it. So if you know of an inexpensive live stream company that will allow me to freely broadcast without censoring me and taking my videos down, I would be appreciative in knowing about it. I've yet to find one that the thing about YouTube and Facebook, they are the most easily accessible and they know it. That's why so many people utilize their services. But they use their format as a means of controlling other people and what they say. And frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of it. And so it's called persecution, is what it's called. Paul was a recipient of persecution when he tried to speak the truth during the New Testament times. He was maligned, he was ridiculed. Stephen was stoned and put to death. Christ they killed. All the disciples were martyred except for Stephen, who was boiled in oil. I mean, not Stephen, John, who was boiled in oil. So why do we think we would be treated any differently as Christians when we take a stand against this globalism? We take a stand against these absolute inquisition tactics. This is called a modern-day inquisition. That's what it's called. YouTube doesn't like it when you speak out the truth. Facebook doesn't like it when you speak the truth. Because they have an agenda. It's called Agenda 2021. And so, this morning, I'm just making people aware of what I've been going through with YouTube, taking my videos down. I appealed it. They denied my appeal. And in this modern age of technology, they're trying to control the narrative, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. So if anyone out there knows a live streaming company that offers similar services that Facebook or YouTube offers, where you don't have to buy all this expensive equipment, where you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, where you are not going to be censored, please send me an email at rothmillerstewart@gmail.com. Please send me an email at rothmillerstewart@gmail.com. rothmillerstewart@gmail.com. I would appreciate it. I don't like being censored. I don't like being told what I can't say. I don't like being threatened. I don't like being... Who likes persecution? I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. We are to joy in our persecution, though. It says, you know, when they say all manner of evil against you falsely, we're to love our enemies. YouTube has become my enemy. Facebook has become my enemy. And they start censoring and taking videos down. And many people have lost their accounts. And you can't really expect anything else. What do you expect for free, right? And so, there's nothing in life that's free but the gift of salvation. That's the only thing that I've discovered that's truly free. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And for a righteous man, he would scarcely die, but Christ, through his own gift of salvation to his people, freely laid his life down for us. All we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christ freely laid his life down. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. It's not going to get better, folks. Christ is preparing us. He's preparing us. It's only just begun. Because when you take a stand and you push back against this evil, they're going to push back against you. And that's what's happening. So we have to remind ourselves that God is in control. I sent out a link. I'm not endorsing Twyla Paris, but I don't necessarily like her music style, but I like the words of that song, God is in control. And if you listen and you actually listen to the lyrics of that song, it's excellent. God is sovereign over YouTube. God is sovereign over Facebook. God is sovereign over all of these organizations. You know, And one of these days, he's going to bring this evil down. These people that are perpetrating these lies. But until then, with joy we'll go on singing. Until then, with joy we'll carry on until the day Christ comes back and takes us to be with him in the new Jerusalem, coming down out of God, out of heaven. I'm looking forward to that day. And so be encouraged this morning when they start maligning you and coming at you and attacking you, saying all evil against you falsely. Understand that that's evidence that we're one of God's elect. And they hate us. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? You know, so that's what's on my mind this morning. Regardless of what happens with YouTube or Facebook, that's not going to affect my position in Christ. It might affect my ability to broadcast freely and openly to people. But God is in control. And with that, hope you have a good weekend, and you all are in my prayers, and I ask that you would continue to remember me and my family in prayer as well. God bless.